Hello everyone, welcome to another podcast, Keeping Up with Mrs. Kelly. Today, Mrs. Kelly sits down with Elias from year 5 to talk about the tick bite that sent him to the hospital, affected his brain, and forever impacted his life.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Keeping Up with Mrs. Kelly. I am Mrs. Kelly, and today I am sitting down with the wonderful, phenomenal, one and only Elias from year 5. Hello, Elias.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming today. It's post-glove. You came in on Easter break. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I feel it's good.
Yeah? You like coming in on your break? Should we do this every time that you have free days? You come to the school
every
anyway.
Time.
I love it. I love the attitude. So the reason that I wanted you to come talk to me today was because you've been through something a lot of people have never experienced. And I think we can all learn something from it. Mm-hmm. So when you were younger, something happened to you that changed your life forever. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
When I was 4 years old, I got meningitis from a tick disease called TBE. One of the memories that I remember is... I was in the car on my way to my grandma's house, and then I was itching behind my ear. I showed my brother and said, "Oh, there's something there," and then showed my mom and said, "That's a tick," and then took it away. And that's all I really remember. Mm. That's how they took it away. Mm. It was in the car on my way to grandma's house.
But that's something so simple,
yeah.
So normal. The amount of times where that's happened to me or someone in my family, mm-hmm. It changed your life forever from mm-hmm. that moment.
It changed my brain. I got sensitive against light, sound, and much more.
All from getting bitten by a tick.
Yes.
That sounds insane. And you were 4 at the time.
Yeah, I was 4.
Okay, so when you obviously don't remember all of this, I guess, but you were in the hospital for a while?
Yeah, and about a week, I think.
Okay, and then after that, a lot of things changed within your brain, like yeah. being more sensitive to light. What else did you say?
Sound and light, yeah, that's mostly it, and also like my environment.
How did that feel when everything was suddenly different? You had gone 4 years of your life, you know, living with a normal brain and a normal sense of perception, and then all of a sudden that changed based on one little tick bite. Mm. Was it hard for you to adjust to all of those changes as a 4-year-old?
It was frustrating. Because the year earlier, I was able to do ride on my bike, but now I couldn't. I lost my balance. I barely could stand, so.
So really, everything changed for you?
Yeah. It was very frustrating. I remember how I was, really, really sad. And thought, oh no, I'm never going to be able to ride my bike again.
And you were 4 at the time, so it's very difficult to understand, I guess, why all of this is happening.
Mm.
How were your parents? Were they able to explain to you, what was going on? Did they understand all of this?
No. When all this went down, my mom was really freaked out. I know it because one of the nurses said, "Hey, should we take a TBE test?" And she just... "Yes, do whatever you want."
Yeah, because I guess you didn't know. You didn't see this tiny tick biting you and just all of a sudden it wasn't like when Spider-Man got bit by a spider.
Yeah.
It wasn't an obvious thing.
It was hard to start with it. Because my speech development stopped. That's because I have a speech disorder.
Mm. Because of the TBE as well.
Yeah. Everything changed that day.
Mm. How did you start getting some of these things back? Because now, Elias, when I see you, I don't know all of these things. It's only because I've heard the story from you and your family before that I know. But you can walk perfectly normally. We have great conversations together in English and in Swedish. How did you get these skills back that you lost?
I got my balance back after a while. I was able to walk in a few days, but I couldn't ride a bike for years. I was 7 when I really learned how to ride a bike.
And I guess that was very frustrating for you.
Yeah.
Because you knew that you could do it before.
Yeah, I know this, but I couldn't do it. But I was able to do it over and over again until I was able to do it.
Not giving up really helped you get that skill that you knew that you had before. What about your speech? Because right now you speak 2 languages fluently. Next year, when you start year 6, you will learn a 3rd language. That's incredible. How have you been able to develop your speech so successfully?
I have been working on it as much as I can. I've been going to a special place, I think, like a therapist. A kind of therapist that helps you like learn how to talk when you have brain damage and need help with these things.
Mm-hmm.
I went for that for years until I was 9.
But obviously it really helped. All of your hard work has helped a lot. Because like I said, I can't at first glance notice that anything has happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
What is something you wish other people knew about your situation? Because like I said, I don't think people know about this.
When I get angry, it's because I'm having a bad day, because I don't feel well. The TBE made me so I have had a headache for a few years now. A non-stop headache. And the headache goes up and down. When I don't feel that well, I get frustrated. I need to rest. But sometimes I don't know that I need to rest. I can't figure that out until it's too late and I'm already angry.
Mm-hmm. Because your brain has been overloaded for years, basically, and your brain has been changed, so it's not handling all of the things that it would normally handle, like anger, for example.
Yeah.
Do you tell people about this? Is this something that a lot of people know about?
Not really.
Why do you not talk about it?
I feel a bit ashamed. I have had a lot of people who have been like, hey, that person has something wrong with them. I've had a lot of people do that to me.
How does that make you feel?
Bad.
But do you think if they understood why you speak sometimes a little bit differently, or why you react when you get angry a little bit differently, do you think they would maybe take a step back and realize, like, hey, this is why?
Yeah, I think they probably would do that.
And that's actually why I asked you to come talk to me today. Because I see so many amazing things from you. And I've seen all of those things now for 2 years. I met you almost 2 years ago. And I can see your journey based on what I've read about you and heard about you from your parents. But I don't think that everybody sees that, because they don't know your story. They don't know that you had severe brain damage. They don't know you were in the hospital. They don't know that you had to relearn how to walk and ride a bike and talk. So hopefully if they can understand that, they'll think about it a little bit and understand that, okay, this is why.
Yeah. I hope that will happen. I hope it. Because, it's been tough.
Elias, what made me really sad was when you said that you feel ashamed.
Yeah.
You had no control over this at all.
Mm.
You had no control over this tiny, tiny, tiny insect that bit you.
Mm.
And I hope that you can also start to accept the fact that, like, this was not your fault.
Yeah. I've been trying to do that recently.
Mm.
Hopefully people would accept me.
Yeah. Yes, because this is something that could have happened to any of us. And what I think is actually really cool is how you have made yourself so successful in spite of all of this.
Mm.
That you maybe see your limitations, but your parents and I and a lot of the adults in your life can see, like, how you have overcome so many things. You relearned how to walk. You relearned how to ride a bike. You learned how to not only speak Swedish again, but also learned how to speak another language. Can you imagine that you are sitting here talking with your principal in your second language for a podcast that hundreds of people will listen to?
I really can't believe it.
It's super cool. You should be very proud of yourself. Yeah. And I think that this is a very good first step that you can say to other people, hey, I had something happen to me that damaged my brain forever. But guess what? I'm still kicking butt. How have you managed to stay positive? Because I know you said it's been very hard, that you feel really bad sometimes. But as I keep going back to, you learn how to walk again. You didn't give up. You learn how to ride a bike again. You didn't give up. And that takes a lot of positivity and a lot of resilience. How do you manage to kämpa på even though you're going through something really, really tough?
I always try to push myself through the bad times to the good times. A future where my cats have a better day or something. Something good. Ice cream. Something good. Whatever. So just something that makes me happy.
I think that's really good advice for everybody, because a lot of people are having a tough time right now. And if we focus on all of the difficult things, it's like we get dragged down by that. But if you focus on what you love most in life, like cats and ice cream, then you can get through those tough times and see that there's something good. There's something good in every single day. Elias, I hope this never happens to anybody else. It terrifies me when you talk about it because it's a tiny, tiny tick that is nearly impossible to see. I hope it doesn't happen to anyone else, but chances are that it will. What advice can you give to people if they have something similar happen to them?
Push on. Try your best. It might be harder to do things that other people can do easily, but do it. Do your best. Do you all. You need to push. It's not your fault. It's just a sheer chance that you got this. But you still need to push on. Look at your goals and try to get your goals.
What are some of the goals that you have? How old are you? 11, 12. You're 12 now. What are some of your goals?
Probably to get a bit better at Swedish. And then it's mostly become friends with all my classmates and, yeah, just become better at things.
Mm. I love how you are still not satisfied with, like, being good enough. You can speak Swedish and you can write Swedish and you can read, but you want to be better. You have friends, but you want to make more friends. And I think that that's also the key to success, is that you're never happy with just lagom, that you push yourself a little bit further.
Yeah. I'm trying to get to my long goal to make a business in the USA.
A business? Yeah. You're going to start your own business in the United States?
Yeah.
What is this business?
Yeah, I haven't decided yet.
Why the United States?
Yeah, I like the US.
That's a good answer. I guess there are a lot of opportunities in the United States, and this is, your English is impeccable, so this is a good start for you. What are some of the things that you need to do in order to make that goal happen?
I need to get better at my English lessons. I need to get as good grades at everything in every single class, so I can get into college in the USA, and then I can stay there. I'm gonna make a business in the USA and adopt like 20 cats.
Perfect. And eat ice cream once in a while with all the money that you make from your business, I guess. But Elias, I think that if you take a step back and you realize what you just told me of going to a point in your life where you were in a hospital and you couldn't even walk, and you couldn't speak, and you couldn't do any of the things that you normally do, and now you tell me that you're going to move to the United States and start a business, have 20 cats. Like, this is phenomenal. You should be so proud of yourself that you have pushed yourself through such a difficult situation, and you didn't give up.
I didn't give up. I kept on fighting because I want to get to my goal.
Perfect. And I think the advice that we can give all of our listeners, whether they like cats or not, is that you should never lose sight of your goal. You should always keep something positive in front of you, and that you can get through anything if you keep pushing ahead. Does that sound like it summarizes life?
Summarizes a big part of my life.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Elias, for sharing your story. It takes a lot of bravery and courage to talk about these kinds of things, to admit that you've gone through something really, really tough. But I think it's also really cool that you've shared this with us. So thank you very much for being here.
No, thank you. It was a good day, a good opportunity to talk about everything that happened to me.
Perfect. Thanks so much. And thank you, all of you listeners, for sharing this wonderful experience with us. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a comment, and share the show. And don't forget to accept yourself. It's only one version of you is on this earth.